About a minute and a half before the start of the third quarter. Roger Grossman with you. Steve Scott back at the station. Everybody racing to get to their seats before the start of the third quarter. Wartaw leading by three, and the Tigers will have the ball when we start the game. The girls' game, Wartaw hosting Northridge tomorrow night, JV at 6:15. The 2004 girls' basketball team is coming home tomorrow. They will be at the game tomorrow night. We will honor them for the 20th anniversary of their run to the state championship game. The seven championships that they won, those trophies will all be out for you to see. It's going to be a very exciting night. Because this is a boys' game, it felt like it's important because I know he's listening and I know that he remembers. But I don't know if you remember. In this building 20 years ago, this week, Wartaw pulled one out of the fire when they threw the ball to Todd Braddock just inside the three-point arc. And Todd Braddock caught the ball, turned, made a move, shot it, made it. Before we even knew Justin Chippy as a referee, Justin Chippy was the one who made the call. He said it counted. The Raiders fans went crazy. So did the Tiger fans. They were delirious with joy as they had escaped Middlebury with a stunning win in the final seconds. That's one of those long half-court passes. TB caught it, stuck it in the basket. They said it was before the buzzer went off. That's good enough for us. And we packed up the equipment and ran out before somebody changed their minds. So, yes, Todd Braddock, I do remember. I know you're listening. And that was one of my most favorite early Tiger basketball broadcast memories. Third quarter begins. Wartaw with the ball, now working to our right. Finlandson had a 13-point second quarter out there to start the third. Bricker up the baseline against Springer, double team out to Gould. Gould against Radiker. Hands back to Bricker for a 25-footer. It's short. The rebound's grabbed by Bales. Bales, long pass ahead, far side Campbell. Back to Bales. Not a shoal at the free throw line. Runs around Jaeger. Blocked by Jaeger and out of bounds. And it remains Raider ball. Luke was in a little better position that time, although Scholl has proven to be quicker. I'd like to see Luke take a step back from him and make him shoot that jump shot, or at least make him think about it. Campbell right side, out at the top, Radiker runs the free throw line, fakes, didn't pull the trigger on a 12-footer, and all the Northridge fans are like, whoa. That was a wide-open shot. He backs up and shoots from 25. He missed it. Carson Gould the rebound. Gould races up the middle of the floor. He has no numbers. Jaeger left the key, shoots a long jumper of his own, and hits it. It's a two. He had his foot on the line. Jaeger with his second basket, his first since the first quarter. 34-29, Tigers by five, a minute into quarter three. Bales to the free throw line, dumped it inside Scholl, reverse layup, is around and out, no good. And Martin's got the rebound for the Tigers. Brandt through the center circle, crosses over against Bales, hits the break, and he threw it away. It's loose and rolling in midcourt, and it's grabbed by Campbell. Campbell races down, runs into Carson Gould, banks it up and in. Oh. Gideon Campbell with his first two, 34-31. Tigers with a chance to go up 7 or 8. Now the lead is 3. Brandt didn't really have a plan there. Bricker off his screen, makes a head fake, drives down to the baseline 15 feet out. He'll pull the trigger and hit. Luke Bricker's got 8. Tigers by 5 again. Campbell in transition. Up the baseline against Bricker. Slipped it inside to Scholl. He lost the ball. It's loose on the floor, but the Tigers didn't see it. And Bales picks it up. Springer around to the near side. Radiker up the baseline. Hand-checking foul called. It'll be out of bounds. Carson with his first foul. That ball hit Brandt Martin in the heel because he was facing his defender and he didn't know where the ball was. Otherwise, he could have picked it up. The Tigers could have went the other way. Inbounds to Campbell. Open for three. Air ball. Rebound to Bricker on the backside for the Tigers. Bricker up the middle of the floor to the three-point arc. Slipped it down inside to Jaeger, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Brady Scholl. It'll be Bricker to throw it in. Baseline left on the court to our right as we broadcast across from the scores table in the second row. Bricker lobs it out to Martin, left of the key, well beyond the arc. Out of Carson Gould. Gould will slowly dribble it out beyond the volleyball line, now on the far side of the volleyball court. Jaeger out between the circles. And he tried to throw it inside to Martin, but Springer was in the way. Up ahead to Bales, and he'll take it down and dunk it. I'm not sure Jaeger had any idea that Bales was back there, and I'm not sure he saw him dunk it either. He got spun around, 36-33, and that stirred up the Raider crowd. And we're going to have a timeout taken, Matt Moore. Timeout Tigers, 5:23 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw's lead is 3, and we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. That's the first timeout taken by either team in the game. Bricker thrown in right in front of Hal Gunner. Lobs in the backcourt to Gould. And it looks like the Raiders are coming with some sort of trapping defense. Finlinson, left corner to Bricker. Up the sideline to Finlinson. Finlinson spins away from Bales. Now to Gould. Gould down to the corner for Sullivan, who checked in during that last stoppage. Sullivan over the head pass. Finlinson open from 22. In and out. Shoulder rebound for Northridge. Outlets far side, Radiker. Radiker brings it up to the arc. Hits the brakes, keeps dribbling in the lane, reverse layup, blocked. Bricker got a piece of that. Jaeger grabs the loose ball for the Tigers. Carson Gould across the line, finds Bales in front of him, but not very close. Gould still with the ball, nobody close enough to get a count. Now he'll lob it back to Bricker. It is a 1-3-1 half-court defense. Bricker back across to Gould, to the baseline, Finlinson, turning eight-footer, no, a little heavy. Finlinson, oh, had the rebound, but taken away by Scholl, up ahead, and a layup for Bales, and he missed the layup. He missed a wide-open layup, no Tiger within 10 feet of him. Bricker in transition for three, good! Oh, remember that moment. That may be the moment of the game right there. Quickly down court, in the corner, Springer, left side, a three to answer, no good. Carson Gould the rebound, Warsaw 39, 33 leaders, halfway through quarter three. Bricker left side, bounces to the center circle for Carson Gould, walks up to the arc. Right side, Sullivan. Sullivan back out to Carson Gould. 3:55 clock running, third quarter. Carson off a screen, down the lane, all the way in, and he'll score. Somehow Scholl got hung up, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Scott Radiker, and it is a 30-second timeout. 3:43 left to go in the third quarter. Warsaw 41, Northridge 33. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We are checking the score.
I'm just going to keep it. I have those stats written down, so I'll change it after.
It looks like they only gave Bricker a 2 on that last shot, which would be a crime because he was well behind the arc. Play resumes, ball tipped out, grabbed by Springer near midcourt. Trying to get a word over to the scores table. Ball knocked away. Sullivan can get it, but Martin does, and he takes it down. No good. Sullivan the rebound. Back up and in. And Scholl is down. He slid into the bleachers at the end of the floor. And they are summoning the training staff from Northridge. Down. Scholl is now up. We're sending a text over to Nate Howitt at the scores table. Tigers by 10. 3:13 left to play third quarter. Radiker drives right around everybody, and he missed the layup. Sullivan the rebound. Outlets to Gould. Gould racing down the near side. Back to Finlinson. A 25-footer is short. And the rebound's grabbed by Radiker, and he takes off. He'll throw it up ahead, and it'll be Cranston to lay it in. Cranston with 4. 43-35. And now we have a stoppage and a 30-second timeout called by the Tigers. 2:51 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw leads 43-35. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. All right, scoring issue figured out. The Stat Kids had us for one more point because they gave Jaeger a 3 when that was only a 2. And that, by the way, was the correct call. Bricker drives left, picks up his dribble, skip pass across to Martin right wing. Back out to Meidenberger. Berger drives to the right elbow, picks up his dribble, throws it back to Sullivan. Sullivan drives right, fakes the handoff, takes it to the right corner. Now to Berger. Berger backs his way into the block. Now throws it down to Sullivan. Now Finlinson straight out to Bricker. Drives left, outside the lane, falling, firing, and hitting! He forced one up there. That one he should not have taken. Radiker the other way, a three-pointer is good. Cam Radiker with his first three-pointer, his 21st of the season. Tigers 45, Raiders 38, 1:58 left to play third quarter. Bricker spins his way down to the left elbow, into the corner, Sullivan. Sullivan lost the handle, got it back. Finlinson puts on the floor against Johnson, backs his way to the elbow, and then backs it out beyond the arc. Now Martin puts his head down, slipped it across the lane. Sullivan's open, he scores. Finlinson had everybody's attention. Drew's got six. Tigers back up by nine. 1:35 left to play, third quarter. Bales driving in from the right. A whistle and a foul called on the Tigers on the drive. Berger with the foul. That's his third. Out of bounds, the Raiders on the baseline. Northridge has not been called for a foul this quarter. They've only been called for three in the entire game. Gould back in for the Tigers. Looking, Radiker lobs out top. Sullivan got a hand on it. It's kept in by Bales. Radiker up the right baseline. Jumps a pass out to Gideon Campbell. He'll run in the lane and shoot and score. Campbell throws the defense by faking the pass. He's got four. 47-40 Tigers. 1:10 left to go third quarter. Carson Gould left wing. Picked up his dribble. He'll hand it back to Martin. Martin one hands it to Finlinson between the circles. Robbie to the left elbow. Backs down in the lane. Backs a little farther. Down to the right block. Shoots it up. No good. How is that not a foul? Got his arm whacked. Play goes on. Hayden Johnson up the left wing. Steps back for a three-pointer. It's good. His second three-pointer of the game. And it's 47-43 Tigers. 40 seconds left. Again, the Raider fans come to their feet. Gould across the line. Radiker gives him space. Gould, now the count is on. Far side, Martin puts his head down. Had the ball knocked away. Picked it back up. Foul call. And a foul called against Bales, his first. He'll be out of bounds to Warsaw on the baseline with 26 and change left to play here in the third quarter. The possession arrow belongs to Northridge. Important that the Tigers score here. Into the corner. Bricker to the elbow, back to Martin. Martin will back it all the way out, and Scholl will let him go as far as he wants. Finlinson in front of the scorer's table. Back across to Martin. Martin puts on the floor, 10 seconds, 9. Martin spins, almost fell down, keeps it, spins, travels. Martin travels with 5.5 left. Northridge with one last shot. Radiker in for Springer. Bales is going to receive this pass deep in the backcourt, and there isn't a Tiger back there. So they're going to let Bales bring it all the way to the three-point arc, free throw line. He'll stop right, shoot for three. It's no good. Bricker tips the rebound off to the corner, and three quarters are in the books. Warsaw 47, Northridge 43. We head to the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.